The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, December 27, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome aboard to our second hour of this broadcast. We are on radio, AM, FM, and shortwave all over the United States and the world. And we appreciate all of you tuning in. The Rents Radio Network, everybody's out there, and word is buzzing on the street about stuff we're going to be talking about this hour. Those of you, if you're not aware, as of this Friday, it's going to be my last broadcast here on the Power Hour from 11 to 1 Central. I'm going to be on, starting January 2nd, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time. And that means that 7.490 shortwave listeners can get to hear the show live again, and you can even call into the show on our toll-free number, right? 844-769-2944 is the number to call. If you have any questions or comments for our guest that this hour, Alexandra Bruce, she is going to be with us here in a quick sec. She's holding on the phone, in other words, folks. All right. She is the founder and publisher of Forbidden Knowledge TV. She has a website, a daily newsletter. It was founded in 2010 with no startup funds. Did this, I believe she just, you know, grace of God said, hey, Alexandra, you need to put the word out. The site grew like crazy. Word of mouth only, getting 1.2 million monthly page views and Google AdSense revenues of between 10,000 and 15 grand a month. How would you like to have a truth channel like that? Wow. Well, guess what happened? See, last hour we were talking all about cancel culture and people sitting at home. Alan in Texas called up, wanted to know how we're going to convince people, and you know, they're all afraid to come out of their little shows because, oh, my God, if we come out and tell the truth and start screaming, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, like Peter Finch did on Network in that movie. You know, we open the window and start screaming and people are going to think we're crazy. And then, you know, well, this guy is cognitively challenged. Let's dose him, shall we? Let's put him in an insane asylum. You see, now, we're not the dumb ones here. All those woke people that went out and got the jab and are still wearing those masks out there that have nanotechnology, titanium dioxide particles in it, you're contaminating your lungs, you idiot. We call people that wear masks in cars COVIDiots. And eventually, if they have hypoxia, they're going to crash their car and have what we call a COVAccident. You know, it's the stupidity of the woke out there that is driving this force, and I know it's got everybody here frustrated, but imagine having what Alexandra had and all of a sudden AdSense earnings dropped 90% without warning. YouTube channels, because they were supportive of Trump, all of a sudden, bam, you know, literally, they just like strip everything. Her platform was basically blacklisted and deplatformed by Constant Contact, MailChimp, Pinterest, Amazon. I mean, you see all these woke companies out there that you need to stop doing business with? Seriously. You know, there's other places that you can do business with, but I mean, you talk about cancel culture. I mean, 10 to 15 grand a month, Alexandra, that's hot and heavy. Forbidden News, by the way, it's a new show. It airs Fridays. It's produced by americanmediaperiscope.com/forbidden-news. Alexandra, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous now that I'm got done with my rant. You want to go on yours? You're welcome to come on here and rant all you want, Alexandra.
Okay, well, my biggest takeaway of everything that's happening right now is that, you know, when people say the China virus or try to accuse any foreign entity of what's being done to us, it's completely a feint. It's completely wrong. You know, the latest story, one of the biggest stories that I've covered recently, it's coming from Alexandra Latipova, who is a retired big pharma exec. She was involved sort of in the more the legal and the approval parts of, you know, getting drugs through the FDA and all of this. And what she's basically with, along with Catherine Waugh, who is also in Pennsylvania, she's amazing. She has a Substack that I highly recommend to everyone called Bailiwick News. And that's Catherine Waugh. And basically really looking at the legal structure of what's happened here. And essentially the DOD, the Department of Defense, is who is in charge of the COVID policy in the United States. And according to her, you know, the way she would put it is that the DOD, along with the Department of Health and Human Services, and so their secretary, Javier Becerra, FDA Commissioner Robert Califf, they are running the U.S. government's bioterrorism program jointly with the DOD, and that would be Secretary Lloyd Austin, and the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, along with Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla and Moderna CEO Stefan Bancel, along with the World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom. So all of these, they are engaged in a conspiracy to wage war against us with information warfare, you know, and you know, basically a conspiracy to commit mass murder through bioterrorism and information warfare worldwide, not just in the United States. So our own, it's not like some bad apples in our government. It's basically our government. It is definitely the people at the top. And that's another whole thing, a whole other can of worms, is the senior executive service members who are at the top. It's a, and the senior executive service is a sort of, it's a union within the government that actually allows people to bypass vetting. So we just saw this Sam Brinton, the tranny who was stealing women's luggage from airports. He was arrested twice now, so he finally got canned. But, you know, he obviously wasn't vetted. And that's, we have many trannies in our government right now who got those jobs because they can sidestep vetting when they are hired through the senior executive service. And it's basically, when you look the whole history of the senior executive service and that union, it's actually working for a much deeper, you know, agency, which is the Crown, the British Crown. And that's basically who the CIA is working for in the FBI. They're obviously not working to uphold the Constitution or to defend, you know, the rights, the constitutional rights of Americans. They're actually here to destroy this country, sadly.
Okay. Well, we believe that. I've been saying forever and a day. As a matter of fact, after I had Dr. David Martin on our show in Florida, and I had a chance at one of Clay Clark's Reawaken America tours in Myrtle Beach and Dallas, actually have a chance to talk to him. And then Carrie Mate was on my show, and she said the same thing over a year ago, that this was nothing but a depopulation effort and that Gates and everybody else was in on it. The thing is that, you know, the rich people have the money. And so what they're doing basically is pulling the strings, paying off people. And, you know, again, I ask the simple question, what's the difference between conspiracy theory and truth? 6 months. Because you give it enough time and the truth comes out. So this, I feel, no longer is, given everything that recent surveys are showing, 50% of America does not trust Big Pharma, doesn't trust the government. 40,000 servicemen left the military because they did not want to be jabbed. With just an ABC News anchor, or producer rather, 37 years old, just dropped dead of a heart attack. Bet he got the jab. You know, and see, the thing is, nobody's asking the questions. ABC will cover that up. I bet you they will. So, you know, the thing is, they don't want the truth to come out, Alexandra, and that's why you got censored, because you're putting out the truth and they didn't like it.
Yeah, I've been, my business has been destroyed. It just is ongoingly destroyed. And that's just, I've just gotten used to it, and I just learn how to sidestep it and find another way to keep going. But it's just bigger than even COVID. And you have to understand that this is a global effort. And for example, I don't know if you've heard about the Kinect voting software case and
yes.
the arrest of the...
we've talked about it with Wu.
All right. So all that data was going to China. And then what people who've really been looking into that whole story is that Michigan State University was a real hotbed of this whole 1,000 Talents program. Basically exporting not only all of our intellectual property, but now all of our personal identifying information in order to create our profiles, okay, our digital shadows, okay, our digital profiles in order to create this social credit system that the central bank digital currency is going to be tied to. And, you know, your social credit is going to determine whether you're allowed to buy something or not, you know.
Okay, based on, Alexandra.
Like carbon usage.
Yeah. You treat this like it actually is going to happen, like we the people have no power to say no as far as digital currency and the system.
Well, most people don't even know that that's happening, that they are exporting our data to create this thing. Most people don't even know it's happening. How can you stop it if you don't know it's happening?
Yeah, well, our folks do, and I've told people, look, if you saw what they did in Ireland and you saw what they did in the UK, they had a run on the bank in Ireland and they threatened to close their accounts. People in UK started withdrawing cash like crazy. I said, hey, it's time to go to your favorite bank, and I'm talking about the big ones. I'm talking about the JP Morgans. I'm talking about Citi. I'm talking about U.S. I'm talking about Wells Fargo, and start taking your money out. Every day, show up, ATM, 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 take the max out. Eventually, somebody's going to say, why are you taking all your money out? You've been here every single day. It's like, you know, if you can only take 500 a day, it's not 600. And we don't have to worry about cash transactions. But imagine if you threatened to close your account and everybody started running the banks and threatening them and saying, look, we're just going to close our account with you. You're not going to have any business. You're going to dry up and blow away. You go to this social credit scoring system, you're done. You're toast in our book. And we're going to tell all our friends to come and close their account with you. End of story. And we'll keep our cash and we'll figure out bartering. I mean, we're one step away from civil war and half of America doesn't even realize it.
Yeah. You know, and when you see these Republican congressmen saying all the right things, like they care about our rights, but they know about all of this. They know that our data is being shipped off and that they're creating this, you know, our profiles, our social credit profiles in China, because, of course, it's cheaper to make it there, right? And it's also you're away from the constitutional, you know, protections, legal protections there. And it's just going to be another stage in this war. This thing is not, you don't just like, the Twitter files don't tell you what's really been going on and the war is over. No, it's going to just keep rolling on. And so we really need to get organized in our communities and from the grassroots and control, you know, get control of our governments at the most base level, you know, school board level, et cetera.
Well, and that's exactly what people have been doing. And see, the thing is when mainstream media, of course, they demonize, that's what they're good at. And it's just like, you know, the NIMBYs out there that didn't like the idea that Governor Greg Abbott was shipping three busloads of people on Christmas to Kamala, you know, I call her Giggles. You know, Scarecrow's vice president, and because he doesn't have a brain. And so, you know, she didn't, of course, come out to greet them. And instead, a church rushed in and grabbed all those three busloads of immigrants and took them to the church and housed them in 22 degree weather while the Democrats all sat there and called Governor Abbott a piece of you know what. So here's the thing. The next question I got to ask you is, you made all this money using social media. You made all this money using platforms that basically were overseen by woke corporations, and not one of these things. I mean, when because I'm a member of Texit here, which is a union, it's our little collective of people who want to secede from the United States and become its own independent republic again. And Facebook even censored us every time we posted texitnow.org, sued Facebook, and Facebook capitulated and gave it back to us and stopped that censorship. Have you even thought about filing lawsuit against these platforms?
Well, you know, I was deplatformed, totally banned off of Facebook and Twitter. And I thought I might be reinstated on Twitter with what Elon Musk was promising to do that, but that hasn't happened. I didn't do anything wrong, and they never explained properly. With Facebook, they said, you know, they would get back to me, and then 30 days went by, and that's it. I couldn't access my account. But in a way, they did me a favor. I don't miss Facebook at all. Facebook is really the pit of hell. I despise Facebook. So
it is, no doubt.
Yeah, I don't mind not being back on Facebook. Actually.
But see, now the AMP shows, the American Media Periscope shows, are uploaded to Rumble, and so now we can watch everything that you're doing on Rumble.
Yes.
And those are not going to be canceled, and that's, you know, Brighteon, obviously. We're on Brighteon and Rumble as well in our live format, and so it's one of these things that, you know, you look at what is available out there, and the fact that on these back channels, that's what I call them, back channel media platforms, even though they're not mainstream, there's only a certain segment of the population that's actually listening to this, which goes back to if they have the time. My wife and I were having a conversation this morning, Alexander, about the fact that we feel like ever since COVID hit, everybody's been living in a bubble. And it's like, well, when you get rid of information and you have a disinformation or informational warfare operation, as you say, I mean, this was all deliberate. How do you Absolutely. Found out how deliberate it was? What did they, besides these platforms, now it's coming out that Twitter had, you know, with FBI James Baker, former head of FBI there, working as their counsel. I'm just like, well, it's no wonder Twitter played these games with people and deplatformed Trump. So, you know, Trump was lied to. And like I was telling people earlier, this thing with J6, this is all nothing but a rope-a-dope to get people upset. Big Pharma, you know, I've always said my mantra is you come with a jab, leave with a bullet, because America is not going to tolerate them going door to door demanding that the World Health Organization and everybody in America capitulate to their demands to be vaccinated. And now they're talking about vaccine passports, vaccine mandates, even though, you know, there is no actual emergency. They're using the national health emergency to further their agenda. How long do you think this is going to go on before people start fighting back?
It's really hard to say, because like I'm in my bubble where it's so obvious that this is, you know, unacceptable. It's got to be turned around. But there are still, you know, a lot of people out there who think, well, if they're doing this, it must be for a good reason or whatever. And it makes me so angry because, you know, as I said, my business has been repeatedly destroyed for now 7, going on 8 years. And it's really personal for me, and it really pisses me off that people don't seem to understand what I'm telling them about what's happening to me. You know, because when you're a publisher, an online publisher, you're seeing it in real time, and it is your life, it is your livelihood. It's not just your profile on a social media account. You know,
right? And, well, but you have your own platform as far as Heal for Free, ForbiddenMedia.com, and you're doing the free DVD with free shipping, and you have Vimeo. I mean, we got all these platforms that we're going to give you people, the people out here listening, my listeners. They're dedicated, and we appreciate them. God bless each and every one of you, because you know the truth, and you are listening to the show for a reason. It's because we at the Power Hour took the time to track down Alexandra and get a commitment for her to be on the show to talk to you. And of course, the number is 844-769-2944. What you brought up earlier, Alexandra, is, you know, about going to school board meetings and stuff and starting to protest. I think this needs to happen. And I told Tim, or Andy in Texas called in and was asking that question, you know, what are we going to do to fix this? And the only thing I can think of is what everybody else has been telling me, like the frontline doctors, and that is go to your county and start getting involved, because the more people that go to the county, the more the county governments are forced to go to the state and say, hey, you need to stop this nonsense and don't let the federal government here come in here and enforce their mandates. The states have rights under the 9th and 10th Amendments to the Constitution, and you need to stop them from coming in here and fighting us on this. It's the only way I see that this is going to happen. At the same time, we need to collectively get together in our own communities, figure out how we're going to fight the food shortage through community gardening and barter. It's the only way we're going to get around this.
That's right. Well, the problem is that we forgot that we, the people, are the government, and these representatives that we thought they were representing us, they aren't. Obviously, what we just saw with the omnibus bill, I think even most Democrats didn't support that. You know,
well, Mitch the bitch did.
Yeah, yeah. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yep.
It should, you know, so that we shirked our responsibility, and this is what we get. We get this. We get criminals. So we need to get engaged and get involved because this is our country, and this is our Constitution. These are our rights, you know, God-given and protected by the Constitution, and we need to invoke them and enforce them.
Bob in Missouri, you're on the phone with Alexandra Bruce. Go ahead.
Alexandra, did you know, speaking of China, they couldn't get a missile off the ground until Bill Clinton was office. I mean, I forget, who was the guy that gave the Chinese all our military secrets in terms of rocketry? You know who that was, or even aware of this?
Yeah, no, I am aware of it, but I'm forgetting the name right now. But you're 100% right. I lived next to the Chinese embassy in New York City back in the 80s, and they were literally wearing flip-flops. They were wearing flip-flops and ripped fatigues. And really, you know, they were just looked like the most funny-looking people because they were just so in their own. They were coming out of the Cultural Revolution. They were so oppressed. They had their heads bowed down. They were sort of shuffling around. And, yeah, in 30 years, you have 35 years, you know. Basically, I went to China in 2011, and flying back to Los Angeles looked like a third-world country compared to Beijing. You know, it was just, it's incredible. Because I actually went to China also in 1984, and it was just Shenzhen, which is one of the biggest cities in China today on the mainland. It's not far from Hong Kong. That's where we were staying. But we took a day trip into Red China. It was just a pile of mud, and everyone was wearing fatigues. Everyone had their head down and was shuffling around. It was just stunning to see the transformation of China, and that is all of our intellectual property, all of our capital. Everything was just shipped over to China, and that's exactly what happened. That's why China is China.
It is what it is today. Yep. The 28 minutes after the hour, we're at our bottom of the hour break. Bob, if you want to stay on the phone and hold on, we'll come back to you. If not, it's good to have you on the line. Alexander will be back after our bottom of the hour break at 34. We will talk to all of you in just a little bit. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, Tuesday, December 22nd, 2022. Welcome back to our final segment here for today's show. We're talking to Alexander Bruce from ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.net. And there's some things that we were looking at on our own post here at the Power Hour, because we do have a blog, and one of the things we were talking about was a kill switch, and this is the thing that most people, I mean, Alexander, you're probably aware of that term, and a lot of people just are not until they start dropping dead, and people are so filled with cognitive dissonance that they're just going to blame it on pre-existing condition, cancers, all these things being caused by the jab, And, of course, nobody in the government is talking. How far do you think Congress is going to get with all their investigations into this? Think this is just another shift show?
Yes, sadly.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Bob in Missouri is holding. Bob, you're back on the show. What's going on?
Yeah, we're talking about the Chinese of Clinton. Now, you're talking about the patents and stuff like that. George Bush is the one that gave all our patents. There used to be strict control over that. But what did he do to make sure that the Chinese with no repercussions can come in and take all our patents out of our country?
What did he do? You tell me.
You don't know anything about that?
No, I thought that it really began with the Clintons. I mean, I think that this plan was hatched right at the end of World War II, or maybe earlier. Who knows?
Sure did.
You know, Mao was installed. You know, Mao was a Yalie.
Yeah.
You know, everything was set up to allow that regime to thrive. They would not have survived. They were totally helped by the West. So this has been planned from, you know, a long time ago to basically build up China and to then have China control the world with AI, basically. And I don't know that they can do it. I think that what we're seeing also with the rebellion, you know, the revolt in China is, I don't think that they really want that role. You know, maybe the CCP does, but I don't think that they can actually pull it off. I really don't. That's actually the
they're not going to be able to. Their days are coming. Anyway, but by the way, you're aware, I don't know if you're aware, after 9/11, you know, Carter, that was a crime scene. Naturally, right after those,
absolutely,
they didn't investigate it, just like Waco. But you know who took away our crime scene over to their country? So you could investigate
China
it?
Yeah, China.
Yes, they
melted
did.
It down. They melted it down. Well, that
yes,
was Giuliani,
did.
By the way. Giuliani shifted. I lived half a block away from the World Trade Center when that happened. And that was really something. I was out of town, thankfully. But just to see the 3 feet of dust, bizarre white, it looked like snow. Like looking out, I lived on the 15th floor of an old building that had a high ceiling, so it was almost like being on the 20th floor. And it looked like, you know, it was just all the buildings below me. It was just like, looked like a ski slope. It was so white, that stuff. And I'm glad that I. Yeah, it was funny. My landlord was trying to get me to renew the lease and wanted to like double my rent. And then he said, well, you know, obviously things have changed, so you can keep the same rent. It was still very high, and I had a job out on Long Island, so I just left at that point. And even FEMA came. FEMA came and told me your place is uninhabitable. You know, all the subways had been crushed. All the subway stations had been crushed, and it was just unbelievable. There's no words for what that scene was like down there.
Well, anyway, so that we appreciate your call, Bob. Thanks so much for that. There's so many things.
Bob.
Yeah, our Congress out there, Alexandra, virtually, I think, you know, lame duck means lame duck. I mean, they're not going to accomplish anything except, and this is the thing, you notice how this omnibus bill takes place before the first of the year when all the new Congress people come in and we have a House majority and they literally can say, okay, guess what we're going to start doing? What do you think the chances are of their defunding the FBI and some of these other agencies like the CIA and saying, look, until you come over here and you tell us what you've been doing, we're not going to give you any more money. You're done. See, this omnibus bill is one thing. They could literally try again to, you know, beat up on defunding. But see, if Biden signs this thing into law, all of that stuff is going to move forward. The Republicans will be powerless to do anything about it. Isn't that right?
That's what it seems like. You know, and all of this, so many, no matter how the cookie crumbles, it does play into the globalists' hands, you know, because, you know, how is defunding the police working out for various communities all over this country? You know, that's kind of what defunding the FBI looks like. On the other hand, I'm looking at what Kyle Serafin just truthed a moment ago, he said that basically, let's see if I can find it, you know, here, asking how we fix the FBI is like asking how to live with a malignant tumor. He's awesome. He's fantastic. Kyle Serafin, you know, he's one of the whistleblower FBI agents who, you know, is coming forward about, you know, just the horrible abuses on every level that we have seen from the FBI. You know, they are a Stasi. They are anti-American. It's really stunning. You know, I was educated and grew up very much on the Democrat side and on the super liberal and lefty side, and the thinking that we were the good guys, okay, my whole life. And it's just the betrayal is so profound. I don't know how anyone can continue to be on that side. I just don't understand.
Because you sound like you have attributes that Dr. Naomi Wolf is, I've had her on the show before. I love her. I love the way she thinks. She's a constitutionalist and she's a journalist. And it's so fun to talk to her, even though she's this, you know, just diehard Democrat. And I'm like, look, I don't care about your political affiliation. I care about the fact you love this country and you're doing the research that you're doing.
Well, you can't be I don't think she's a Democrat anymore. She's, you know, she's evolved probably since you spoke to her. You can't be a Democrat anymore if you love your country. You can't.
I agree with you.
They want to destroy this country. The only difference between them and the Republicans is that the Republicans pretend like they don't because they're just there to help the layup, to help with the layup and slam dunk us out of existence.
Yeah. So the UN now, the Secretary General has come out and said that nuclear war is back within the realm of possibility. And they're actually talking about places in the U.S. most likely to be hit in the event of nuclear war. And some of these places are not even, I mean, literally, Camp David, Jim Creek Naval Radio Station in Washington, Fort Ritchie in Maryland, McClellan Air Force Base in California would be targets, according to Reuters. Now, I don't know if that's disinformation or not, or they're fear-mongering again. But here's the thing. They're trying to pin it on Russia, that Russia would be the problem child here. And I'm not sure that, you know, even is mainstream media fear-mongering, or is this really happening?
Absolutely, no. I think it's within the realm because, for example, Ukraine just sent a drone 600 miles over the Russian border to a base that has, like, the new hypersonic aircraft in Russia. And the Russians shot it down, but the flotsam that came down out of the sky ended up killing three Russian technicians at the base. So it wasn't technically the Ukrainians that killed the Russians. It was the Russians, you know, who accidentally killed themselves because they shot this drone down. But it was a drone at a very sensitive Russian base. And, yeah, that they're trying to, they're trying to trigger a nuclear attack. That's what they're trying to do. They want us all dead.
Well, I think our own government wants us all dead. You know, it's all part of the bigger depopulation effort. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone with Alexander Bruce. Go ahead.
Hello there. You really dodged a bullet on 9/11, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the what capabilities that our military has in frequency weapons, and can they? I know they have what they call these active denial systems for crowds, but do they have anything that goes down to the individual level that they can use?
Well, what I've heard is that, active denial systems use millimeter waves, and that is what 5G operates in, and that our cell towers that are everywhere, and that the whole Internet of Things, that they wanted to build cell towers every 300 feet because millimeter waves don't propagate very far, they could technically microwave us all in our homes with 5G. If they're overpowered, that's another thing. When you look at all the cables, the power cables going up to these cell towers, that they're way overpowered for what they need for just cell phone purposes. And that this is, you know, this is like they want to microwave the population.
Now, do you think that's part of the kill switch, though?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I just wanted clarification on that, Sherry. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Well, you know, and who owns the kind of thing that you can...
I'm sorry.
Who owns the kind of equipment that you can even know what they're putting out?
I think, this is not my, I'm not an expert on this, but somebody who's talking a lot about this, who it's unexpected to me, is Karen Kingston, who was a big pharma person, because there is a whole component to the, the COVID-19 quote-unquote vaccine or death shot that is activated by 5G frequencies. There's that whole thing going on. And so she, Karen Kingston, who I would also would recommend to learn more about this, perhaps, is to go to Substack and look up Karen Kingston. She has a spectacular Substack, and she's been really talking about how we need to stop the Internet of Things and the 5G rollout.
Right.
Roll it out.
And see, that's my whole thing, is I think a lot of this COVID stuff is frequency weapons, and especially combined with the, the shot, and I don't know about all this stuff of being able to pass some of this on to people that are unvaccinated. That I still can't wrap my head around. But
they're starting. But apparently the liquid nanoparticles, because you'll never find out what the ingredients are in the vaccine. And I think that there are different batches, different batches have different things in them. But Todd Callender, who's a lawyer who has been suing the military, and I guess was successful because now the military is not being forced to take the death shot anymore, starting January 1st, he says that he's seen the paperwork and also he's seen the financial allocations for the Marburg virus. Okay, Marburg is a... what do they call it? It's a hemorrhagic fever that's similar to Ebola, and that basically inside these lipid nanoparticles, that there's a pattern, a frequency pattern of, I'm forgetting, was it 18 hertz, 18 gigahertz, I'm forgetting, that in a specific pattern that will open up these lipid nanoparticles and let the Marburg virus become released. So there's like a latent action that's
that sounds like a kill switch to me.
That's all I had. Thanks, Dave.
All right, appreciate it, Sherry. Kevin in Ohio, you're on the phone with Alexander Bruce. Go ahead.
Hello, Dave. Hello, Alexandra. A couple things real quick. Medvedev, the head of the Russian Federation Council, and Putin have been talking lately, and one of them said, I think it was Medvedev, said, there's nobody left in the West to talk to. That's what it's boiled down to. And then Putin made a real eye-opening, astounding statement. He commented on preemptive strikes and retaliatory nuclear strikes, and he said, when it happens, it's just not going to matter because there will be no who does what because there'll be nobody left to discuss it after it
That's
happens.
It.
What to leave you with today? That's an eye opener.
It is, and I sadly, we're not on the right side here, being American. Our government does not represent us. Our government is anti-human. And it's very sad, our government's been hijacked by the globalists completely at this point.
Do you think the Russians know that?
Yes, I do think they know that. I think that they experienced that directly with 70 years of communism. It's the same people. It's the same people that control, that are trying to bring communism to America right now. And if you really look at the history, it was the Wall Street bankers that financed the Bolshevik Revolution, that financed Mao, and also that financed Hitler. It's the same. It's the people who control the right to issue currency, and they are the people who control the Bank for International Settlements and the IMF and the World Bank. And basically all of this is to beat us up and to force us to take this social credit system-based digital currency. That's what it's all about.
Wow. Well, that's it in a nutshell. That's the thing about this social credit score. We have the opportunity right now to stand up and say no, but only there's a, I don't know, 50% of the people, according to surveys, this has been put out, Alexandra, they're talking about 50% of the people saying that we don't trust this medical tyranny going on right now. We don't trust the jab. We're not going to take any more. We've already had this. A lot of our families have had adverse. I mean, even Kevin, God bless him. His daughter-in-law died after she got the jab. He tried to convince his family not to do this. We said prayers on the radio for her. And the thing is it just keeps going on. All these families are just woke, and they keep thinking that, well, why would our government lie? Until all of a sudden, if the hemorrhagic fever starts out as a result of the kill switch, everybody on this end of the equation, meaning our listening audience here, our base here, is going to know exactly what caused it.
Yep.
Any more questions, Kevin? Yep. I guess we lost him. All right, so go ahead, Alexandra.
Yeah, well, I don't really know what's next, but I do think clearly that we're seeing even what we are seeing means that they're not totally in control and that maybe we do have a shot at stopping this.
Okay, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We do have about 5 minutes left in the show. You still have time to get a call in if you want to ask Alexandra Bruce a question. She's got Forbidden Knowledge TV. It's a nonprofit corporation, and she has a movie out called Heal for Free, and she's got her own show on Fridays now, and this is on AmericanMediaPeriscope.com/Forbidden News, Forbidden-News. If you go to AmericanMediaPeriscope.com, you should be able to find your show, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You
go to the tab, to the shows tab, and then you'll find me, yeah.
Right. And so, but your book is still available on Amazon, even though they've deplatformed you, because I just clicked on the link and there it was.
Well, no, it was my film that was deplatformed, and I have to actually take a look at that. My film was deplatformed by Amazon in 2019, and I had, they said it's because it had non-medical information, but the film is basically interviews with over 20 MDs, practicing physicians. So there was nothing non-medical about that. It was totally medical. There are medical studies proving everything that the film was saying, which is that one of the best anti-inflammatory things that you can do is to walk barefoot. Is to walk barefoot on a conductive surface, because there is a stream of electrons that comes out of the earth, right, from the surface of the earth, and making contact and getting grounded. That's the term that they use. You get grounded.
Right. We've had guests on the show talking about earthing before.
Right.
Whole Foods, by the way, is owned by Amazon, and there's a video in D.C. showing an entry into Whole Foods Market with Gates requiring a QR code on customers' phones to enter the store. Are you aware of that?
No, I don't go there. I don't go into Whole Foods.
Wow, there's just something else that, we have to worry about, because if Amazon is woke and now all their other subsidiaries are woke, this can't be good for most of America. The other thing, as far as COVID goes, I just brought up at the beginning of the show, all the fact checkers with health feedback are saying, oh, it's okay to inhale nanosized titanium dioxide. The problem is it's in the masks. And the more people want to enforce this mask wearing, we're in trouble. John in Michigan, you're on the phone. We got a couple of minutes left. Go for it.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, okay. I want to tell your guest, you know, she was who knows how many feet away from the trade centers when they went down. That white cloud that everybody was running away from as the towers collapsed. Okay?
Asbestos, I think.
No, it was the powder in all those fluorescent tubes that were lighting those buildings. And it's some kind of fluorescent or, you know, whatever, I'm not sure of the word, you know, whatever powder compound is in those 40-watt tubes, it's all over those offices. That's what they were running away from.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, I thought it was asbestos all this time. Yeah.
Right.
I don't think I think it was a combination of a lot of things. It was definitely in a bizarre format that makes me think that there was directed energy weapons involved to create that dustification, as they call it.
That may very well be, but when that happened, I was watching it on a satellite feed at the time, coming directly from the spot and, you know, sending it to whatever television stations were. And that's what I thought of, you know. It was, wow. I mean, hey, take a 40-watt, you know, fluorescent tube, throw it on a dumpster and make sure it breaks and watch the white powder. And I'm pretty sure it's some kind of a mercury salt. But that would account for
I've seen that stuff, and it does look like that, but I don't think that fluorescent bulbs can account for the quantity of white powder that I saw, you know, 3 feet deep of it on all the building tops, on all the streets. That just can't be light bulbs. I'm sorry, that's just... It's not enough light bulbs to create all that powder.
Amazing. Alexander, Bruce, thanks so much, John, for your call. We are out of time. Alexander, thanks so much for being on the show. We'll have to have you back on as things progress in the future. Obviously, you're keeping an eye on what they're doing, they being the government. You know, they put the funk in dysfunctional. What can I say, folks? You have every opportunity to say no. Question is, are you going to? Dave Krieger with you. We'll be back tomorrow for a Wednesday segment here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America if you can keep it. See you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.